and welcome to Frontier Property, the show which looks at the ins and outs of this unique property market spanning two cantons and two countries. Speaking today to Anoushka Tarimo from Tarimo Immobilier. Hello, Anoushka.
Hello, Mark.
Now, let's say we're taking a look at, property. You decide you want to go and buy a property, whether it be an apartment or a house. Of course, the first thing you've got to do is look for one. Well, what's the best way of doing that?
So, register on websites.
Yeah.
There are several websites you can register on which have all the ads from all the agents and also private people. So, ImmoStreet, HomeGate, LogicImmo, for France as well.
Is it fair to say that in this area the internet is an extremely important resource? People
Definitely.
Use it a lot.
Yeah. So there's the major websites, but there's also local websites for expats which also can give you good contacts.
Okay, so you've done that, but also you say check out real estate agencies and go into them. What sort of things, if you walk into an estate agency, what sort of things should you be looking from them for you to be, let's say, confident that they know what you're looking for?
As an expat, let's say it's your first buy, your first purchase, you need to have somebody who is completely on your side and who forms a team with you, who's going to be looking out for your interests, who's going to make sure that you get the right mortgage, who's going to make sure that if you have renovation work to do, they'll help you through that. Somebody who speaks the language.
Right.
Somebody who's really going to handhold you throughout the whole process. Because whether you buy in France or Switzerland, it's very different.
It's different. It's going to be different from where you come from.
Yes, but it's all already different.
The difference between France and Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yes. So the process is there very different as well. So there also, I've noticed as well, you can go into companies, shops around the region as well. And it's quite common for people to put up a little sign in a shop window, isn't it?
Yeah. So definitely look on local shops, in local shops, local trade. Also speak with them. The people who work there, the butcher, the bakery,
the candlestick maker,
all those people. Just ask them if they know of anything which is going. If you're looking for land, mairies as well, you can go and see them.
What if someone you do find something like that, and it's a classic private sale, and perhaps it's just the house owner who's putting up on the market themselves, they want to handle it all themselves. Can that be done easily? Or what would you suggest as an expat you might then want to do next?
It can be done. You can either ask an agent to help you through it and give them a sum of money.
The commission,
Or you can maybe contact a notary yourself and see if they can help you through the process.
Are private sales fairly common in this area?
Yes, they are. I'd say probably about 30% are private sales.
Okay. And how many properties would you say, if you're an expat here, so you speak English, you come from somewhere else, but how many sales or properties are being sold by other expats? I can imagine there'd be quite a few.
Yes, most of them.
Most of them?
Most of them. They're regularly, retired Swiss couples who sell their property. That happens. But most of the time, it's expats leaving.
Is it because, obviously, there's a higher churn rate amongst the expats in this area? Of course, you're only here for a few years.
Yes. And expat mentality, especially Anglophone, is to buy a property. Swiss mentality is to rent.
Right.
So the Swiss people who do buy will buy forever. They won't move 150 times.
Right. But so you've got a very good chance of actually finding a fellow expat moving out and you're buying their house.
Yes, and hopefully they will have renovated it a bit.
Thank you very much. And that was Anoushka Tarimo from Tarimo Immobilier with this week's edition of Frontier Property. You can hear this show again as a podcast on our website. And for more information, go to tarimoimmobilier.com.